Hi, I'm Debbie Lewis. I'm the Regional Ecosystem Manager at NatWest Enterprise in the East Midlands and East of England team, and I am your host of today's Inspirational MK episode.
Hi, I'm Julie Mills. I'm the Chair of Women Leaders UK, a charity which focuses on supporting women into leadership at all times of their career. We work with organisations to help them understand how allyship can support underrepresented groups in the workplace. We encourage girls and young women into science, technology, engineering and maths, and we celebrate the success of the phenomenal women in Milton Keynes each year through a wonderful award ceremony where we uncover that hidden talent and showcase amazing women.
I'm Susan, that's Susan Papula. I do a few different things which are all about developing a mosaic world in which everyone is valued for who they are and what they have to offer. Which means I write books, such as my book, Male Perspectives on the Value of Women at Work. I work with leaders, supporting them on their leadership journeys. And I work with young people, most specifically young people who have been in care.
Hi, I'm Nikki Ross. I'm the CEO of Hope After Harm, formerly known as Thames Valley Partnership, which is a charity that looks after people who are impacted by the criminal justice system. I'm also a trustee on Women's Leaders UK and the mentoring lead.
Good morning. So I'm Freddie Gelmar. I run a boutique consultancy around leadership, change and transformation. And I am also a trustee at Women's Leaders. We have published also a leadership book around the 7 steps to frontier leadership, looking at what leadership means in a modern world. And I'm really looking forward to being part of this podcast today.
Amazing. Welcome. Thank you all for joining on today's episode of Inspirational MK. Across the podcast series, we're going to be covering off 4 different themes, starting today with leadership, but then looking at inclusion, technology, and enterprise. So it's fine if we start to blur the lines of those themes, but we're really going to focus on leadership on today's session. So my first question to you is, why do you think we've invited you to be here today to talk about leadership? What's your link? What's your story? Freddie, I'm going to come to you first.
Oh, thanks for that. Thanks very much. Well, I guess you might have invited me because I've spent considerable time in my day job working with hundreds of leaders of all shapes and size and also lots of different sectors. Around what does leadership really truly means and how can we become leaders in a complex world. We brand the word leader, where I actually have a particular view around leadership and management in particular. Okay. I think management and leadership is a job, and it's something that often we think we have a right to be called a leader, where my view is that should be bestowed upon us from our teams. So leadership is very complex and difficult.
Brilliant, thank you. And slightly leading us into my next question, so I'm going to pause you there. Susan, coming to you, what's been your experience and what's your link to leadership?
I guess in the first instance, I'm considered to be a leader. And one of the reasons why I say that, it's not too far off from what Freddie actually said, because I remember the first time that I went for a leadership event and I was thinking, what am I doing there? But then over time, I've seen myself being in leadership roles or taking lead, even if I don't have that formal title. And I guess that accumulated last year in me receiving an award, a Women Leaders Award, together with the fact that I actually work with leaders, supporting them as they navigate through complexities and whatever it is that they're trying to achieve.
Amazing, a wealth of knowledge already. Nikki, I guess for you it's changed over the last few years, but what's your link to leadership and what was it, what's it become?
So I think for me, I was policing for 35 years before I became a CEO of a charity, so very male dominated, sometimes a bit toxic, I guess, organisation and an environment. And leading as a woman in that environment was a real challenge all the way through. So the key thing for me has always been authenticity. It's always been about staying the same, staying true to myself, and absolutely believing enough in myself to keep pushing myself to the next level and the next level and the next level. And at the same time, always looking back and helping other people up the ladder behind me. And that's always been a kind of constant throughout my career, just making sure that I don't shut that trap door as soon as I get there, and make sure that I'm bringing people up with me, which is one of the reasons that I lead the mentoring programme for women's leaders.
Amazing. I first heard that term from Shalom Lloyd, leave the ladder down, and I absolutely love that. I think that's going to be a real theme as we go through as well. Dr. Julie Mills, OBE, tell us a little bit about your background in leadership.
Yes, well, I guess the strongest, most recent experience would be that I've had a wonderful career in education. I came to Milton Keynes in 1990 as a finance lecturer in Milton Keynes College, and I retired from my job as the chief executive of the college group a couple of years ago now, about 18 months or so now. And throughout that time, I think Nikki's point on authenticity is so important to me, because throughout that time, I would say I was not different in my leadership as a finance lecturer, where I was responsible for working with and helping lead a group of students develop their finance skills, mm-hmm. to that chief executive role, in which the role was very different. But as a leader, for me, that's about values, it's about behaviours. I agree with Freddie, it's not about a job description which says this is a leadership role. And I firmly believe that leadership happens everywhere throughout an organisation and throughout communities. And maybe sometimes the issue for women not progressing their careers to those higher paid, more senior leadership roles is because they don't see the leadership that they already enact. And I think that's a really interesting thing to explore with people.
Amazing, thank you. And this podcast is an idea that's come about because of a project that Women Leaders, NatWest Enterprise and Milton Keynes College have been working on to support and inspire women, particularly in and around Milton Keynes. Why is it important that we have this conversation about leadership as part of that? And I'm going to throw that out to whoever wants to go first.
I'm going to take that, and I'm going to sort of position it a bit from what Julie said, because when we talk about leadership, it is very easy to think of it about as being about getting to the senior level, being the person who has that title, who is in charge in organisations. Not everyone wants that. Not everyone's right for that. It doesn't appeal to everyone for different reasons. It could be personal circumstances, or I just don't want to be in that role. But the key is, the conversation is important for us for people to have that awareness, especially women, because that's a focus that we have today, for them to be aware that you don't have to be that person that has overall responsibility to be adding value to lead. You can be the person that focuses on projects and you lead on projects. Or you can even just be the member of a team that takes lead in whatever you do. The key is, and I think this goes to organisations, for organisations to be able to recognise the value that everybody brings in whatever they're doing, leading in all different ways.
Can I just add to that? One of the best pieces of advice I think I got going through my career in policing was the ability to learn to lead from the middle, as opposed to leading from the top. So that's when you're sat with a group of peers and you are leading because you have an influence, you have a voice, and you have a vision of what's going on. So it's not about being in charge, it is about being able to influence people and to be able to do that. So you can do that at all levels of an organisation. You know, there will always be somebody who needs to take the lead. That's a leader in their own right.
Julie, what I want to do at this point is come to the work that you're doing with Women Leaders around mentorship and also the awards, because I think that links into what we've been talking about. Why was it important to bring those programmes and those opportunities to Milton Keynes, and what do you hope to achieve by running them?
Well, for the reasons we've already started to articulate, everybody's experience of work is so different, but there are common themes and common experiences. We recognise that actually in Milton Keynes, this is about 10 years ago, there were lots of very prominent, successful women, and lots of women entrepreneurs, lots of women doing amazing work in businesses and community groups all over the place. But when you went to business networks, or when you took part in discussions with the council about things that are important to Milton Keynes, there were almost no women. I went to a business leaders dinner once where the person who opened the address said, "Good evening, gentlemen and Julie," because I was literally the only woman in the room. And that wasn't uncommon. And that is such a miss of talent. And actually, you could say the same about other underrepresented groups. It was a very homogenous group of business people or community leaders coming together to make decisions. And they were all brilliant, talented people, but it was a very narrow, narrow focus. So the aim initially of Women Leaders was just to shout about and to encourage and enable the women who were already there and known to be more prominent and to uncover those hidden talented people to show, to create those role models. As Nikki said, you know, there's maybe your role models that you do have, and as Freddie alluded to, there may be few role models, and actually the ones that you've got might not be very good role models. So it was about showcasing that. And from that, we found organisations, communities really open to having the conversation, to exploring what can be done to do things differently. But we've still got that very patriarchal, I think, view of leadership, a very structured view, a very hierarchical view. And I know that when I became the chief executive, people started to treat me differently. People that I'd worked with for 20, 25 years, who knew all about me, who had known me since I was 25, started to treat me differently because of the position I was in. And that was such an important learning point around culture and awareness, thinking, actually the culture in this organisation is really hierarchical, and that's not helpful for the reasons we've talked about. So that's a very garbled answer to say, actually trying to just have the conversation and challenge some of those preconceptions and staid, old-fashioned ways of thinking is really important on the agenda.
And Susan, you've done more study than most around allyship and also the role that men play in the development of women as leaders. Will you talk to us a little bit about that?
So the way I'll position it is, I mean, before you even get to gender, one of the key things I talk about is human value. The fact that everyone has value, everyone has something unique to offer. But for that value, for people's value to be fully realised, as individuals, we need to recognise the value that we bring. And that that touches on what Nikki was saying about self-confidence. But the reality is, it's not always just about people, women, lacking self-confidence. Sometimes they do. For me, that is one part of the equation. A second part of the equation is for people around to recognize the value that they bring and appreciate the value that they bring. Because the way I see it is, if I realize that I'm good, I think I know what I'm doing, I'm fantastic, and I walk into a room confident, but the people don't believe in me, then actually I'm going to be limited because there's going to be the pushback. And key to that, which links into the research that I did specifically when I did work male perspectives on the value of women at work, is the recognition that men and women typically, it's a broad generalization, we think differently, we've been nurtured differently, we navigate differently. And so there's a key part that comes to play, that the way in which women typically navigate using our female traits more than masculine traits needs to be better recognized by organizations. And this is where I do believe that hierarchical, the structural leadership comes to play, because it's those people that are within senior positions within organizations that are well positioned to determine what is valued and how, and to recognize that sometimes, like, women often speak in the we as opposed to the I, which is what men are more likely to do. Sometimes that might seem as they're not confident. It's not the case. It's just a different way of thinking and viewing things. So I guess that at a very basic level, those are some of the key things that come to the fore.
What I'd love to hear from you is some really tangible advice for anyone listening, regardless of who they are, where they are currently. If they feel that they want more out of their life and they just don't know where to go with that, what's the first thing that they need to do to develop their inner leader? Julie?
Yeah, my initial response is about building a network, not being on your own.
Yeah.
And that might be a formal mentoring program, but it might just be joining a group of other people that are doing similar things. That having somebody else to bounce ideas, to share ideas, to get advice, to just have your back, whatever the size of an organization, if it's just you as an entrepreneur on your own, if it's you in a big organization, build your networks, find your mentors, find your coaches, informal or formal, and take the support that's there.
And if you do that, then that will allow you to be brave and bold, and that will help you with your self-confidence in terms of those people will help you to know that you're good enough, that you can do this, and then you can take the step. But you have to be bold and brave to do that.
Amazing. And I love what you started with, because on the NatWest Accelerator, we also teach that self-awareness has to be the start point, and then visioning to set goals to make progress whilst wrapped around with community. So actually, in all of the contexts, from the different demographics that we all represent, it's the same thread, right?
Yeah.
And let's take thread as that's your strap line.
I mean, it's an interesting question, that one, because, you know, what I would normally do is I would look at these amazing people who are running the podcast for us. I would say, what's the answer to the question? What are you looking for? You know, where are you struggling? And actually, because of technology, I think it's almost too much today. So the thing I would say, be careful what you listen to, be selective, because often when it comes to advice, when it comes to searching for answers, you know, we think about, a lot of us think about what we eat, but we don't think enough about what we put in our head. And these days it's very easy to get seduced by, you know, great inspirational speaker and the 2% of the population, of global population, who are extraordinary. And then we don't feel worthy, we don't think we're good enough, we don't think that we're ever going to make it. And yet, you know, I am someone who was born in Madagascar. I have no education. I lost my home when I was 10 years old, and I'm finding myself in a country which is alien to me, being able to achieve a lot. Now, yes, I am a man, but I also believe that because we become our stories, anything's possible for a lot of us. However, so what do you do? Be selective, take time. You don't have to be it immediately. I never knew who I was until probably my mid-40s, you know, when I started my business. People said to me, don't you regret, don't you wish you'd started your business before? And I went, I wasn't ready. I was exploring. I was curious. I wanted to find more. I wasn't judgmental. That's the thing. If you live to your values and, you know, if you're kind, if you're curious, if you are compassionate, if you don't judge, you know, and you choose those behavior, then, and those values, you're more likely to grow as a person. So take time. Don't rush.
Oh, I love that.
Can I just, and I'm not normally into self-help books, but there's a book that I use often when I'm mentoring people, and I used myself, for those of us, men and women, who have a little voice sitting on our shoulder who constantly tells us that we're not good enough. So you walk into a room, you're ready to demand the world, but the little voice tells you, actually, just ask for a cup of tea. And my gremlin, little voice, was it was a little man, as it happened, sitting on my shoulder. And there's a book called Taming the Gremlin, which teaches you how to keep your gremlin quiet. I've knocked him off, and I don't think he ever comes back. I think I might have killed him with my with my passion. But actually just putting him to sleep is really good, or being able to manage when he comes out, or she, different people have different gremlins. But great book, and really focuses on that. Why don't I believe in myself? Why can't I put myself forward and stopping that little niggle that just tells you that you're not good enough?
Yeah, and I've no doubt that's men, women, either.
Oh, everybody will either have
and neither.
Yeah, definitely.
It doesn't matter who you are, there will be a level.
The moment you realise you're enough,
yes,
because you're human,
yes,
it's great.
Yeah.
Amazing. To round off today's episode, I'd like you to think about a piece of advice that either you would give your younger self to develop leadership in a quicker or more expansive way, or to anyone listening who you just feel you need to give them some words of encouragement, where would that sit? I'm going to start you off with, I find myself often surrounded by incredible women who are not so comfortable having a spotlight shone on them for a myriad of reasons. I would love to use this opportunity to encourage those women to be a little bit braver, if not for themselves, then for somebody who needs to hear their message. That's my message that I want to leave our listeners with. Nikki,
you're more than enough.
Yes.
Julie.
Values.
So, I mean, added to everything else, do make yourself visible, but find your own way of doing it. It doesn't have to be on a stage. Absolutely. It could be writing a blog. It could be going out to a cafe and meeting people. Because the key is, no one succeeds by themselves. It's in connection with others, in relation to other people, that you achieve whatever it is that is success or leadership for you. And that can, and people can only help you if they see you.
Absolutely. And it starts with one person, right? Freddie?
Yes, so for me, if I was talking to a younger self, I would say, we are our stories. If you don't quite like it, you can change it. It's extraordinary what we can do with the right mindset.
Amazing. Thank you all so much for joining me on today's episode of Inspirational MK. And thank you to our incredible team who have put this together for us today.